Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks, with two locations for your convenience, and Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel voting to abolish recommendations for the COVID-19 vaccine, making it a personal choice instead. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton says a separate vote no longer requires a prescription.
Many states and insurance providers have already made statements that they were going to continue to cover COVID-19 vaccines. And also beyond that, it was a separate vote that was also important. There's no requirement to get a prescription. This was a discussion point that took up a lot of the discussion, mainly because prescriptions, again, provide another barrier to access.
President Trump signaling a shutdown is possible at the end of the month. It comes after the Senate failed to pass two stopgap measures to extend federal funding. At Utah Valley University, a vigil is underway in the wake of the fatal shooting of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. It's aimed at unifying the campus and community. Kirk's memorial will be held in Phoenix this Sunday. This is ABC News. In Southern California, frantic search underway near Barstow to find a toddler who disappeared following last night's flooding.
Two-year-old Xavier Padilla Aguilera and his father were swept away in floodwaters as his father was trying to get them out when their car got stuck in quickly rising water. The vehicle was swept away. His father could not hold on to the child in the current. The father was found on an island. Xavier has not been seen since. Moisture from a tropical storm that moved up from Mexico created thunderstorms in the mountains north and east of L.A. on Thursday. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The bells are ringing again at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The towers opening more than 6 years after the fire ravaged the cathedral. French President Emmanuel Macron touring the towers today for the official reopening. Tomorrow, public tours resume. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Occasional showers possible tonight. Maybe a thunderstorm, low 60. Fog early tomorrow. On and off showers and thunderstorms with a high of 74. Rain likely tomorrow night with rumbles of thunder too, low 57. Maybe some showers in the morning on Sunday. Spots of sun later with a high of 76. And rain returns with chances in the morning and again at night on Monday, high 77. Currently in Richland Center, it's becoming mostly sunny out there. The winds are out of the west, northwest at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature, 78 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Never have I ever floated like a feather into someone else's arms. Thank you.
turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, babe, or are we written in the sand? While we can, are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand?
Grab my keys. What kind of woman would I be?
If I forgot about us and just for once thought about me, what kind of woman would I be? Out of my own, would I make a fresh start? Find somebody new, or would I fall apart? Some women move on, exceed their dreams, while others spend their lives lonely. If tonight I were to pack my bags and leave, what kind of woman would I be? If tonight I were to pack my bags and leave, what kind of woman would I be?
Diving into swimming holes, you and me dove off into the great unknown. We were barely getting by, taking care of each other. And I became a daddy, you became a mother. Was an uphill battle nearly every day. Looking back, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm proud of the house we built.
It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. Sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. Oh, I'm proud. I'm proud of the house we built. Still working our way through the land of milk and honey. At the end of the day, there's always more bills than money. Close my eyes at night and I still feel the same fire in my heart I felt out in that field.
I'm proud of the house we built.
It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. It's not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go.
Stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. Not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will. I'm proud of the house we built. It's stronger than sticks, stones, and steel. It's not a big place sitting up high on some hill. A lot of things will come and go, but love never will.
From 2007, that was Brooks and Dunn, proud of the house we built. And Tim Thiede here. I'll be here with playing some music until 6:35. And, of course, then I'll be back later on, be with a halftime score report during the football game tonight. And I'll be bringing you the fabulous post-game show coming up this evening at 11 o'clock. That's following Football Friday Night, which also follows our Game of the Week. And the Game of the Week features Platteville at Richland Center, and 6:35 is the pregame time. Kickoff will be at 7. Hope your Friday, I should say, is a good one. If you're going to be going to the game tonight, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. Right now, that sun is out pretty good. So hopefully the rain will hold off until after the game is over with. That way everybody can stay nice and dry and enjoy a good high school football game. Hopefully it stays away the whole weekend. We have a whole lot of events going on this weekend that we don't want to get interrupted. And one of those going on, too, is a WRCO night out at the drive-in tomorrow evening. So Phil will be talking about that during his Those Were the Days promos, because he'll be there for the first couple hours around 5:30 for about an hour or two, bringing some Those Were the Days live to everybody that attends. And so that'll be a good one. And also coming up tonight, Brewer baseball. The Brewers will be taking on the Cardinals in game one of a three-game series in St. Louis. First pitch will be at 7:10 and the pregame at 6:40. And you'll be able to hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Ney inviting you to jam with us again Saturday night. We're going to have a good old time. First couple of hours, they'll actually let me out of the studio, and we'll be out at the Starlight 14 Drive-In broadcast live with Those Were the Days, starting at 5:30. So we hope to see a lot of folks just stop out and say hey. And also, if you show your senior picture, you can get in for a couple of bucks. There is no need to sneak in.
Hey, why don't you go to the snack bar and sit at the lunch or something, okay, man?
Oh, okay, man. I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, hurry up, man. Those guys have been in the trunk a long time, man.
Those Were the Days at WRCO Saturday night. Is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory, along with Town & Country TV & Appliance, Mastodon Records, Utter Brothers Restaurant & Creamery of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Town Taxi, and Center Cinema, the Starlight 14 Drive-In. We'll talk to you with some great hits from the outdoor and in the studio Saturday night with Those Were the Days, right here.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@forpetesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
100.9 WRCO.
Five girls in the mirror putting makeup on. There's boys downstairs playing drinking songs. Circled up round a hand-me-down guitar, singing, oh. Brand new boots that were about to break in. Bought some nosebleed seats, summer money well spent. Parking lot, take a shot, steal a kiss, and we're ready to go. second tin in my own dressing room, going around the world with the king in no shoes, singing, oh.
Can't tell you how fast time's gonna fly by. Keep your heart on your sleeve and your chin held high, baby, hold on tight. Don't let go.
Settle down, you'll always be the one who doesn't stick around. You make all the rules, you're set in your way. You gotta have your freedom, you gotta have your space. But one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start feeling things you never felt and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you. And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start building up your walls and never let her get inside. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And then she'll leave and you won't beg and not to go. Ask me how I know. Go on and shake your head, tell me that I'm wrong. Say I'm just another fool, and this is just another song. But I know how you are, cause I know how I am. And I'd do anything to go back and try again. Cause one day you'll meet the girl you swore you'd never find. Start feeling things you never felt and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you. And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start building up your walls and never let her get inside. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And then she'll leave, and you won't beg her not to go. Ask me how I know.
Song on repeat. Maybe then you won't care. never find. Still feeling things you never felt, and spending all your time trying to figure out how she got this hold on you.
And when you start to fall, you hold on to your pride. Start beating up your walls and never let her get inside. You'll push her away, cause that's all you know how to do. And then she'll leave, and you are begging not to go. Ask me how I know, 'cause man, I know.
Baby, what you say we take a ride down that dirt road? Look at that farm again. Dream about building that house by the wide oak, stocking that pond with fish. Oh, so many pine trees you won't see the neighbors. Oh, girl, we're almost there, so do me a favor. Me missing you at home and being gone on the road, it's gonna pay off someday. Oh, might not look like it right now, but me and God got some bigger plans. Oh, let's pull over for a minute so you can take a second and
to high school football. It is the fifth week of the schedule, and tonight the Platteville Hillmen are playing at the Richland Center Hornets. We have details on the game coming up, a look at the schedule, and a conversation with area coaches as well during this evening's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show from WRCO.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit capitalwealthcares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Here is the schedule for eight-player football in the area. North Crawford has battled Monticello today. Wonewoc Weston is at Belmont tonight and Kickapoo Lafarge at Highland. 11-player football games include Reedsburg at Holman, Westby at Viroqua, Mauston at Adams Friendship, Lakeside Lutheran at Sauk Prairie, Onalaska at Baraboo. In the SWAL, Mineral Point at Belleville, Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg at Darlington, Southwestern visits Cuba City, Pecatonica Argyll at Wazika Seneca, Potosi Cassville at Boscobel, and River Ridge at Riverdale. Here is Chieftains head coach Jeff Johnson.
You know, they don't run a lot of special stuff. They run a flex bone veer offense, and they don't run very many surprises. They're just really good at what they do.
And I think they're kind of a tradition-soaked team again, aren't they? They seem like they're good year to year.
Yeah, they are. They're 1-3 this year, but you got to understand, they lost to Fenimore by less than a score. They lost to Potosi last week by less than a touchdown, and they lost to, I believe, Blackhawk, all-ranked teams. Unfortunately, they're probably ready to get after somebody, and we're probably a target.
So, will you have them at home? Does that give you a bit of an advantage?
Home field, you know, it's always an advantage to the home team. But they're a team that it doesn't matter where they go, they're going to run their stuff, and they're not going to try to trick you. They're just going to punch you right in the face.
With Riverdale again, what do you think you have to do if you're going to stay in this game?
No turnovers, no penalties, and no big plays. Those are the big stats that everybody looks at. If we can give up the long pass and force them to march the length of the field instead of giving up a long run or a long pass and be sound on special teams, we should be able to compete.
Riverdale coach Jeff Johnson, his team is hosting River Ridge tonight in the SWAL. Our pregame show continues in just a moment on WRCO.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. Our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Our preview of games continues. We're leading toward kickoff time between Platteville and Richland Center tonight. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Hillsborough is at Royal, Brookwood at New Lisbon, Bangor at Nisida, and Cashton is at Ithaca. Here is co-head coach David Klang of the Ithaca Bulldogs. David Klang, co-head coach of Ithaca, joins us. David, tough Bangor team last week, but it sounds like you had some chances in that game.
I think we take from the game that we can really compete with anybody. We knew that Bangor was going to be a really solid team, and that we knew we had to be physical with them because they were super physical. And I think back-to-back weeks we proved that against Hillsborough and Bangor that we can play those types of physical games and play whatever kind of style we need to win games. So that was kind of huge for us, even though we didn't win. It's kind of a little bit of a moral victory.
The Cashton Club that's coming in, here's another school with football. It's kind of steeped in tradition, aren't they?
Yeah, we've been playing them for a long time. We used to play them for non-conference. Now we're playing them conference, and it's always a battle. And the last couple of years, they've kind of been back and forth. We beat them, sometimes they beat us, and it's a great kind of rivalry that we've developed, first starting in the non-conference, then now playing them in conference.
And what makes them tough this year? What sticks out in the scouting report?
They have a lot of good backs, and so like they're just very athletic. Like last year, they were kind of a rebuilding kind of sense, but this year most of their guys are back in their position of players are pretty solid, and they're kind of throwing some new wrinkles on defense. They historically have been kind of a 3-3 stack, and now they're throwing some four looks into it. So we got to prepare for two different types of defenses because we don't know which one they're going to run against us. So that kind of just makes it a little bit more unknown, but just more preparation and more understanding for our guys to get things down before Friday.
Well, you certainly want to stay in the conference race. That makes this a pretty important game, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's what we kind of told them after Bangor. We're not out of this. We kind of lost the control of our own destiny, but we definitely, if we went out and get a little help, we're right there. And there's lots of teams in our conference that can knock off anybody on any given night, so we have to take care of business, and so does everybody else. And so who knows what happens by the end.
The co-head coach of the Ithaca Bulldogs, David Klang, on WRCO. The Bulldogs are hosting Cashton. And now the Southwest Wisconsin Conference schedule. Broadhead Judah is at New Glarus. Dodgeville travels to Prairie du Chien. River Valley at Lancaster. Coming up here on WRCO, Platteville at Richland Center. We'll talk to Coach Andrew Troxell coming up in just a little bit. Right now, focus on that River Valley-Lancaster game, which should be a good one. I spoke this week with Tyler McLean, head coach of the River Valley Blackhawks.
You know, we're a pretty heavy dose of the run game first, but this week, you know, Grady Sheen kind of told us we're not going to allow you to run the ball, so we were able to throw the ball a little bit more. That's still something we want to continue to improve. A lot of that does fall on the shoulders of our quarterback, Lucas Klein, who's been improving every week with that. And then even again, I got to mention the guys up front as well. You know, if that is trying to create lanes for the run game, then blocking their butts off when it comes time to throw the ball for the pass, Defensively, just the thing that we've been really focusing on the whole year is just tackling. I think each and every week we're improving and getting better about it. Sometimes our old habits come out and hurt the best of us. But at times, you know, we're still seeing a lot of improvement in that area, and we'll continue to improve that each and every week.
So is this a typical Lancaster team that you'll be facing on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, Lancaster has always been, I've played in this conference and played against the competition that they have been, and then obviously now as a coach as well. You know, they've had some pretty high-scoring games as well, and have had some, you know, fight-until-the-end sort of defeats as well. So I believe this is going to be a very hungry team and a team that's going to be very well coached. So, again, I still think this from here on out we're going to play really good competition no matter who we square up against each and every week.
Lancaster and Platteville both have scored quite a few points here in the conference. What are some things you do this week to try and slow them down a little bit?
I think, you know, defensively, just making sure that we have our right keys. You know, there's still a little bit of option football when Lancaster does and all that stuff, and they also do like to throw the ball a little bit. Again, extreme discipline. If that's with our defensive backs, making sure we're not biting on anything. If that's a double move, bubble and go, or any sort of trick play. Then kind of in the front as well as the defense, making sure that we know where our keys are and who we're reading and who we're getting to. I feel like it's super important this week. I know Lancaster's coaching their guys up as well on offense too to make sure that they're reading their keys as well. So I think a really good game of discipline on both sides of the ball is going to be really key.
Well, you're in some real key ball games. Are they almost like playoff games at this point?
Yeah, and that's, I think, the most exciting part. Even within our conference, you know, there's a lot of good teams in our conference. I don't think there's necessarily one team yet that's kind of eked out to the top. You know, I know New Glarus is undefeated right now, but pretty much from here on out, and we've kind of gotten that mindset that it's like a playoff-like game and playoff kind of atmosphere for each and every week, and that's a wonderful opportunity, and I hope our team and we'll continue to embrace it.
I know it's a long ways off, but when do they start adding up what you could do as far as playoffs are concerned?
We haven't really talked about it too much. We've just been taking it a week at a time. I know it sounds pretty cliche, but with this group here, you know, they've been very much focused on who we're taking care of this week and continuing from there. I think it's always in the back of the mind. You know, we kind of have the new system with the playoff matrix and all that stuff, and you can be looking at that as well. But at least for right now, we're just taking it one week at a time.
River Valley head coach Tyler McLean. His team is at Lancaster tonight. Our Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show continues next.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JWU Wing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Coach Andrew Troxell joins us on WRCO. Coach, tough loss last week. Again, New Glarus played pretty well defensively, didn't they?
They did. They had a good game plan, you know, and they've got a lot of speed, especially in that defensive secondary.
their corners were coming up really fast and really hard, and they're just good open field tacklers, period. You know, and so in games past, we're able to kind of get to that second level and pull a move. You know, it just wasn't there this week. You know, and you're going to have days where, you know, things are on and clicking for you, and you're going to have days when it doesn't happen. So, unfortunately, that was just a game where things weren't really kind of going our way on a lot of different fronts.
Well, you and I are ones that will come right out and say we're not going to talk about officials. But the only thing I will say is that many penalties, it seemed like, did the kids lose focus when the game just was kind of stopping and starting all the time?
Yeah, I mean, what I'll tell you is, I mean, that's an uncontrollable for us, right? I mean, we have no influence over how that game is called. But it's really hard to get, you know, refocused and retooled, you know, when you can never really get in front of the chains, when you're always kind of playing from behind. And so a lot of our good drives that were there, you'd have an explosive play and then you'd have a setback, right? Explosive play and then another setback. Get into the red zone and then it would be a setback, you know? And so that's tough, you know, and that's certainly not solely on any of the officials for that game. I mean, when we look at how we graded our kids out after the New Glarus game, and there was a common pattern. It was a theme. It was, you know, a carousel of errors. You know, a lot of kids, you know, they had critical errors. You know, if one block happens here, right, or one more thing happens there, right, it's a different outcome. I mean, that's 6 points. That's changing momentum here and there. So that was our message this week to the boys, is that, you know, these details are not just things that we talk about. These are things that are important. And when they become important, you know, towards the execution of a play, you know, that's when things are going to start clicking. And so thus far, I mean, our practices have been a lot more intentional, a lot more focused, you know, going forward. And hats off to my captains. I mean, they're the ones that wanted to have the conversation with the team about, this is our identity, this is who we are. That was not who we aimed to be, you know, so we want to do better as we kind of go forward in the rest of SWC play.
This Platteville team has scored a lot of points, Andy.
They have. They've had a couple shootouts. You know, the Prairie shootout, that was down to the wire, right? And they were just lost that one going for two, you know, putting up 40 points. You know, the Lancaster game, I mean, you're talking a lot of points in that game, back and forth matchup. So, you know, you can look at that one of two ways, right? You can look at that as they're explosive offensively, or the defense just isn't showing up, you know, in either of those contests. So that's one thing that we're going to throw some stuff at them that they have not seen in the first 4 weeks of the season. Hopefully to kind of slow down that momentum. And then offensively, you know, if you're going to allow that many points scored, we're going to take advantage of it where we can. So I think our offensive plan is solid, you know, and couple that with a defensive strategy, you know, it should hopefully take them out of their element of just being kind of a run and gun and kind of going forward here.
Platteville is always a team that's, it seems like they're always good, and whether or not they win the conference or not, but it always seems like they have a say in who wins the conference, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They're a good team as they do that, and they've been that way all the way through. It's a good program. You know, you've got a lot of kids. You know, I think in SWC schools, they're the ones that have the most growth with their overall enrollment. You know, and that helps when you've got a lot of kids to pick from. You know, so, yeah, they're going to be solid all the way across. And I know, you know, with history, it's not really on our side playing Platteville. I think it's been 23 years since we've got a victory against those guys. But if anybody can buck that trend, it's this group of kids. You know, I mean, coming out and beating Lancaster, it's been 18 years, and they're not afraid. You know, they're willing to go toe-to-toe with any kid, you know, any team, you know, anywhere in the state.
Yeah, the defense has been able to force some turnovers. That could be key on Friday night, too, couldn't it?
It could. You know, one of the things that you'll see is that we recognize that, I mean, Platteville's a spread team. They're going to throw the ball all the way around, you know, and so defensively, we're just going to have to account for that, right? So that might look a little bit different with the coverages and the fronts that they see. The run game isn't very multiple. You know, it's pretty vanilla, you know, and so that allows us then to kind of focus on what does that pass game look like. And so Coach Clerkin has done a really good job changing it up, right, and kind of showing a little bit of zone, a little bit of man, you know, just to ensure that quarterback has a little bit of stuff to think about. And that will take a relatively young quarterback, all right, and take him out of his element. And that's where I think you throw that ball up there with the athletes that we have in the secondary, you know, they'll find it, they'll knock it down, or they'll come down with it. And that'll give our D-line a little bit of time, put more pressure. And that's one thing I think you saw last Friday, is our D-line had about 5 or 6 hurries on their quarterback. So they're getting close, all right, to getting those sacks. So we're kind of excited with the growth and the evolution of where we are defensively.
Sounds good, Andy. Well, good luck this week as you get ready for Platteville. Look forward to the game.
All right. Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it.
RC football coach Andrew Troxell. Tonight's game, our featured game of the week on WRCO, is next. Platteville at the Hornets of Idas Rip Field.
At WRCO-FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From Avitus Rip Field, hello everybody. Welcome to tonight's broadcast on WRCO-FM 100.9. It's a great night for some football here tonight. Just a little haze over the air, a little bit of a, almost kind of a little bit fog. It's hard to describe, but that's the case. A little humidity tonight. We also have been told that the game in Elroy tonight, Royal and Hillsboro, is on a lightning delay. So there are those possibilities. We're hoping that we're going to be all right here at Richland Center High School. But anytime you have warm weather and you have the thought of maybe some thunderstorms, you do run that risk. But the last time we looked here in the booth, they were saying after 9. So hopefully this game can get started, get moved along, and we'll be all right this evening. The 2-2 Platteville Hillman, they are 1-1 in the conference. Richland Center comes in with the same record coming in here tonight, looking to try to get it done against a Platteville team that has been tough to beat. As Andy mentioned, 23 years since the last time that the Hornets have scored a victory against Platteville. Richland Center coming in with the win-loss record in the conference, again losing in the game last week to New Glarus, but then defeating Lancaster the week before. Their loss was to Potosi-Cassville in the non-conference, and Viroqua a win in the non-conference to start the season. Thus, the 2-2 record, 1-1 overall. Platteville in the league coming in with a 1-1 record. They lost to Prairie du Chien in a shootout, 42-41, and then defeated Lancaster in that crazy game last week, 40-38. They scored a win against Mineral Point, 41-14, and lost to Darlington, 63-33. So you can see they do score a few points. Teams are being introduced for the folks that have gathered here. We'll get you the kickoff in just a little bit. Thanks for watching the game right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center, for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Chronic pain can have a lasting impact on your daily life, mental health, ability to get a good night's sleep, and so much more. If you find yourself noticing your pain has been hard to control for extended periods of time, the Richland Hospital and Clinics recommends you speak to your provider about a personalized care plan. Don't wait. Early intervention is key. Help starts here.
Obviously, by looking at some of those scores, Platteville can score, but they can be scored upon. So the Hornets can keep pace. We could be in line for a high-scoring game tonight, but we'll wait and see. Platteville is going to kick off to the Hornets to open up the action here tonight. For the Hornets, back deep to receive Duncan Harper and Brenton Baker as they get set to accept the kick here from the Hillman to open up this one here at Avitus Rip Field. Teams playing in Platteville last year, and Platteville getting the upper hand on the Hornets. RC trying to return the favor. One early score tonight has Reedsburg and Holman tied at 14 at the break. And Potosi-Cassville leading Boscobel 46-0 in the third quarter. Philly Flip Phone sponsored throughout the night by Y Connect Wireless. Platteville getting set to kick off the football and get it started. Number two, Tyler Sass is the kicker. Here's the approach, and a long end-over-end cutting over to the right side, taken by the Hornets, and making their way up to the 15. The 20, Duncan Harper, 25. And he is rolled around and brought down by an open-field tackler, Matt Brogley of Platteville. That's where the Hornets will take over, first and 10 on the offense. Offensive line led by Devin Harris. The guards are Cruz Salazar and Ethan Bindle. Isaac Gauld and Abe Bosworth are the tackles. Jaden Shep, the quarterback. Brenton Baker, Bronson Perkins, and Brady Dosh in the backfield. Wide receivers include Kaizen Schwitzenberg and Liam Fingerson. Here we go. Ball on the near hash mark. Hornets starting with the football on their own 25-yard line. Line is set. And long snap count to get it going. There it is. Back to handoff.